I don't think we've said we don't need it. In terms of the 50% threshold for calculating modernization, that's based on buildings. And so, generally, furniture and equipment doesn't last the 25 or 30 years you wait for modernization. So that's going to be replaced as an ongoing general fund expense, as opposed to throwing that in. And I'm talking desks, computers, flags, as opposed to kitchen equipment, HVAC equipment, firearms. Those are part of modernization.
Thank you. You answered my question. Let's see. Barbara, you mentioned that if we wanted, we could bring back on Monday student generation rate by CFD. Or did I get that wrong too? Right?
No, you didn't. I believe it was completed in May of 2016, but again, it's before the boundary realignment, and I can provide that to you.
I'd like to see that. I don't know about I think that would be helpful. That's all for you. And then to Mr. Friesen's point, what actually is the drop dead date that we have to have this approved? I guess part of my concern is that, you know, it's been mentioned that we would have this presentation tonight, and then it's going to come again on Monday, and then we're going to vote on August 8th. And I'm not going to be here August 8th. I have a family responsibility. So I'd like to be here since it's my area, but, I can't get out of my family obligation. So what's the drop dead? I know it's effective in September. I guess we have to have a ready to go in September. So I don't know. Maybe it's August 8th, it's August 8th. But then to address what Ms. Parisi's idea was, which I think was a good idea in terms of taking the information to the various, and it doesn't have to be 18 meetings, I think that's unrealistic, but a combination of, well, we took it out to the public, and I'd be willing to go to those meetings as well, since I'm in that area and represent that area. But I do think that that this information should be presented to the people that are doing the CFD assessment. So I don't know. It sounds like we're on a fast track, and I don't know if we'll be able to do that this time, but definitely if we start and take a look at that for next time, I think that would be beneficial. And I guess since we learned from our boundary thing, that maybe we should send information to all the elementary schools and all of the high schools and everywhere else, so that people know about the meetings.
So the August 8th meeting is the date that we would request the board to make a decision. Barbara's firm deadline is August 10th to be able to get that tax levied in time. But I certainly agree that the community meetings would be beneficial, and I don't see any reason why we couldn't set those up after that meeting, because we still could then present the information to the public. Various settings that would be approved by the board. I don't see any reason why we could not still do that.
Okay. Thank you.
Ms. Hall?
I would suggest that you have meetings after you have, school just started, and you won't even have really a firm enrollment number by school, probably for at least another month and a half. I would invite us to see some of the information to where you could have, you speak to some of those numbers and how that affects what we're looking at here. Just suggesting that I don't even know that would really be a valid picture of where we're moving to, because like Ms. Stanhope said, it's based on, their numbers are really projections of numbers, and there's always a it's a moving target. As a person that works with numbers a little bit, I understand that. And there will always be a bit of confusion around it because somebody won't get the change that it's a flux. There is a flux to it. Some people, I think that you have to be prepared to really just have a defined focus on what presentation would be and keep it. Otherwise, it could just become a roaring animal that you can't really manage. I think people can listen to these recorded meetings and hear a lot of the discussion and have these handouts available to review. They can listen, they could send in their questions to a hotline or to an email address that can then be addressed and published out. I think that would be helpful in addition to maybe one or two meetings. But it's a tremendous amount on the staff to do that kind of thing over and over again, so I would really want to know if the planners report this starts. Because we have two professionals here that are coming here for a board presentation so that we as board members, elected members, are making good decisions. And I think that's, you know, we have to respect that. We can't have another